Let's travel around the area and take a look at the fishing in the Shawamigan Bay area. The Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report takes place every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on Real Rock J96. And now, let's get to our report. It's time for another Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report. On the phone today, we have Mike Piccarello with Jenks Bait and Tackle down in the Hayward area. Mike, how are you doing?
Hey, how are you?
How's the fishing been?
Fishing's been, depending on the species, it's been good and a little slow. Crappies have been a little slow lately. You know, the best bites for the crappies are probably sitting around, starting at about 7:45, 8 o'clock at night off the bogs, over on the Chippewa flowage. You know, during the day, they've been much slower. You know, you could probably try fishing, you know, deep cribs and deep brush piles and deep weed humps for them. But, walleye fishing's been okay. There's guys catching walleyes. There's a little bit more to, something to be desired on size a little bit, but they are catching walleyes on leeches and crawlers. Muskie action's been good, and it's actually probably should start picking up in the next couple weeks with trolling season kind of coming up, coming upon us here with the warmer weather.
Down in the Hayward area, you guys saw some really warm weather. Did that have any effect on the bite and the local lakes?
It had some. Some for the better, some for the worse. I think for muskies, I think it was actually beneficial for the for those that want to go out there trolling. That warmer weather kicks in, it can kind of kickstart trolling season a little bit. The muskies will head out to deeper water, and you can cover more water, dragging baits behind the boat.
Speaking of muskies, this is kind of their time of the year when they start picking up in July and into August. What do you expect a muskie bite to be like over the 4th?
I would probably say average to above average right now. They're certainly not on a feeding frenzy, but with, like I said, with the warmer weather coming in, and probably there'll be more guys trolling. Trolling will, at least during the day, will probably be your best bet. So with more guys most likely trolling, I would say it'd probably be average to above average.
If anybody needs help fishing, what's the best way for them to find Jenks Bait and Tackle?
We are over on County Road B, just about 15 miles east of town, about a hop, skip, and a jump away from the flow. We're at 11050 West County Road B, right across from Reed Lake.
That's been a look at our Real Rock J96 Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report. The Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report airs every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on Real Rock J96. If you know anybody who's interested in being a part of the Real Rock J96 Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report, contact Trevor at Real Rock J96.